They are falling all around me. They are falling all around me. They are falling all around me. The strongest leaves of my tree.
Every paper brings the news that every paper. Every paper brings the news that
the teachers of my life
Death comes and rests so heavy. Death comes and rests so heavy.
Your face I'll never see. I'll never see you anymore. But I'm not real. I'm not really gonna leave you. You're not really gonna leave me.
It is your path I walk. It is your song I sing. It is your load I take on. It is your air I breathe. It's the record you set that makes me go on. It's your strength that helps me stand. You're not really, you're not really gonna leave me.
Be sure to let me hear from you.
This is J.D. Doyle, and that's a good way to start part three of my Michael Callan tribute. It's another song from the Legacy album that does not get enough attention. They Are Falling All Around Us. It was written by Bernice Johnson Reagan of the group Sweet Honey in the Rock, and backups were by Holly Near, Chris Williamson, Arnold McCullough, and John Bacchino. And to recap about Legacy, that was an extraordinary double CD release of 29 songs, most of which were recorded during Michael's last year, 1993. They were later mastered, with the CD being released in 1996. From the album is a beautiful song called Mother, Mother.
was your one true miracle. That's what you always used to say. Oh, I think I'll miss you most of all. The hours are all against me now, heart by heart against the day.
Mother, mother, keep me safe from harm. Come into my room tonight and hold me in your arms. For I am still your shining child, the one you know by name. Mother, mother.
I dreamt you came into my room, all in the light of afternoon. I thought I saw you standing by. Oh, I did not think you'd come at all. We wrote our names upon the wall, and you turned and said goodbye.
Mother, mother, keep me safe from harm. Come into my room tonight and hold me in your arms. For I am still your shining child, the one you know by name. Mother, keep me safe from harm. Come into my room tonight and hold me in your arms. For I am still your shining child, the one you know by name. Mother, mother, keep me safe from harm. Come into my room tonight and hold me in your arms. For I am still your shining child, the one you know by name. Mother, mother,
mother, mother.
Well, I'd love to talk about Chris Williamson's song, Mother, Mother. And this was done at the end, this was recorded at the end of the session where we recorded They Are Falling All Around Me. And maybe I should just talk about that day, because I think it was probably one of the best days in Michael Callan's life. And what happened was that Mike wanted to record the song, They Are Falling All Around Me, by Bernice Johnson Reagan of the group Sweet Honey in the Rock. And I think Bernice Johnson Reagan is perhaps one of the great musical eulogists of our time. So we arranged to record this song in San Francisco in June of 1993. And Michael loved the music and the singing of Chris Williamson. And he also just adored Holly Near, who he had gotten to know a little bit. And, you know, Michael would have been a lesbian given half the chance, you know. Anyway, so we arranged to do this recording, and we had Arnold McCullough fly up to participate in it. And Holly happened to be performing her one-woman show in San Francisco at that time, and that's why we did this in San Francisco, and Chris happened to be around. It was around Gay Pride. Anyway, they made up the arrangement in the morning and sang it in the afternoon. And it's just so beautiful, I can't stand it. And one thing I particularly love is Arnold had to go fly somewhere at the end of the session, and he had a cab waiting for him. And he was dashing out the door, and he said, "Just a minute." And he came back and did this little vocal improv that's over the form in the middle of the song. And I just wish I had mixed it louder, because it's so beautiful. I should mention also that Holly's piano player, John Bacchino, also sings on that song and does a wonderful job. Legacy, we worked on a total of over 50 songs in a period of 9 months. And I think there are 29 songs on Legacy. In the end, he sang so wonderfully on Legacy. It was really incredible to see him in the studio, where he would have no energy whatsoever as people were sort of tuning up or getting ready to do a take. And then the moment the tape started rolling, he would just, even Michael, who was a lifelong atheist, would say he started to channel something. And he'd have this wonderful, incredible energy for the duration of the take, and then immediately just sort of deflate and even be like lying down in the booth for a while.
I have a couple more songs from Legacy, and happen to have comments from the other performers involved talking about them. One of the songs was a very touching one written by composer and lyricist John Bacchino. Michael recorded his song, "Do Not Turn Away."
You played on several of the tracks that ended up on Michael Callan's Legacy album.
Oh my God, yeah.
What was your relationship with Michael?
He was just one of the realest people I've ever met in my life. And I adored him. I mean, he was an extraordinary human being, really powerful, really charismatic, and passionate and committed to, of course, gay rights and AIDS education. God, what an extraordinary fellow. So I was thrilled when he, first of all, he recorded a song of mine called Do Not Turn Away, which I had written when my brother was dying.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what inspired that song.
Yeah, well, my brother was dying. My mom, my brother had a partner for about 11 years, so he was a member of our family as well. My parents have always been completely supportive and wonderful. Both my brother, my sister, and I are all gay. So it's sort of 3 out of 3 in our family. And my parents have been wonderful. My brother was still alive, and my mom had gone to an AIDS support group with his partner. And after this meeting, she called me in tears, because she said that there was this beautiful 18-year-old boy who had got up and told the group that when he came out to his parents and told them that he was gay and that he had AIDS, they kicked him out of the house and refused to have anything to do with him. And she was sobbing. I mean, it just broke her heart. She couldn't imagine how parents could do that, to a child. And that's what prompted me to write the song. And then Michael gorgeously recorded it.
Again, the song is called Do Not Turn Away.
The saddest sound I ever heard was footsteps cold and sharp. They were speaking volumes of neglect as they faded in the dark. And the most haunting voice I ever felt was crying into space. A wounded angel trapped in flesh and wearing your child's face. Yes, wearing your child's face. Don't turn away, don't condemn. Let your spirit journey ever small step, and the price for burning bridges now is a lifetime of regret. How we love is no more choice than is the way we die. By you who gave them passage here, they must not be denied. They must not be denied. Don't turn away, don't condemn. Let your spirit comfort them. Peace awaits, but until then, do not turn away. Don't turn.
Not every song was a tearjerker. The recording of this next one was finished after Michael's death, and Michael had left a request that the humorous song Two Men Dance the Tango be a duet with UK singer Tom Robinson. First we hear from Richard Dworkin, and then Tom Robinson.
Two Men Dance the Tango is actually one of the last things that Mike and I ever talked about, because when he was in the hospital the last time, I got the idea of who should sing this song with him, which was something we had gone around and around about. And I had wanted the Flirtations to sing the song with him, and for some reason, they didn't want to sing the song with him. And then he wanted me to sing the song with him, and I just thought there should be a real singer singing it with him. And eventually, I got the idea to ask Tom Robinson. One of the last things Mike and I talked about was asking Tom to do it. And Mike said, yeah, that sounded like a pretty good idea. And fortunately, Tom was able to do it, and I think it turned out great.
One poignant moment in my recording career was getting to sing a duet posthumously with Michael Callan on Two Men Dance the Tango. I was very touched that he'd left a request for me to duet with him, and only really sorry that we weren't able to get in touch with each other while he was still around and making the Legacy album, to go and do it in person. But to hear his voice in the headphones as I was duetting with him was a nice and reassuring thing. I only met him the once on the occasion of my last band gig in New York in 1985. And didn't realize till after having met him what a kind of important figure that he was, both in the in musically and in the name of activism.
You'd hardly think it queer if you saw two men drinking beer. It's rather common
and most expected. It's not a sight that shocks. Two men trading bonds and stocks, it happens daily.
I know, I checked it. If you saw two men cowpokes, you'd sing home on the range.
And two men fighting fires is anything but strange.
And why should it matter if
what's the commotion if
who cares if two men dance the tango together in the moonlight? A sultry tune might provoke an impromptu turn.
Of style, should they be put on trial?
When does a backward dip give cause for concern? They know
excitement lies in store when they trip the life fantastic. There's nothing drastic in feeling the need within.
sights to see. Two men dance the tango together, you should join. Right in. Two fellows on a date who find that things aren't going great begin to panic.
They've made a blunder.
Shows no hope, in fact, they're running out of rope.
Like the Titanic, they're going under. But then the banjo's pounding, the fariol's a two. When Latin beats are sounding, well, what are two boys to do?
They leap up from out their seats toward that hypnotic beat. And then those two men dance the tango together with a band.
On part one, you heard Jim Bredesen tell us a little about his upcoming musical, Even for One Night, which is a tribute to Michael Callan. And I promised to let you hear a song from the show. But first, I want to share some more of the interview.
Michael had such an extraordinary voice and wrote some iconic songs. I wonder if it is a bit intimidating for actors to sing those songs.
Mm-hmm. I think it probably is. Part of the idea of this production is that everybody involved is my age. You know, I'm 34, and I grew up with AIDS on television as a scary other that was kind of synonymous with AIDS. And I think that all of these actors did as well. And for the most part, no one was familiar with Michael coming into it. So they're kind of meeting Michael, his story and his music at the same time. And, you know, where Michael had an amazing falsetto that was a range that was astounding. And I think that what we're looking at is trying to find ways to have these actors make this music their own while honoring Michael's sound. But in no way are they doing an impersonation or really trying either in the way that they're personifying themselves or the way that they're singing. Are they really trying to impersonate Michael?
About how many songs are in the show?
There are 12 songs in the show, and then some other songs are represented through underscoring. So really about 16 of Michael's songs are there. And everything within the show, Michael did write as well, whether or not he did that with a partner like Marsha Malamet and Peter Allen, or he wrote it on his own. But songs like Where the Boys Are and other cover songs aren't in the show.
Will the show include any previously unrecorded songs?
It will, actually. I wish that I could include so many more, because there is a whole album of Legacy that was never released. So there are about 12 songs that have never been heard by the public, and we're fortunate to be including Street Singer, which is a song that Michael wrote very early, sometime between 1981 and 1982, We've taken the song and utilized it as a retrospective of his life so that when it's introduced, Michael's moved to California, it's 1993, and he's looking back on his life and kind of longing for that idea of being a street singer, of being someone who doesn't have to worry about things other than just getting through the day.
I know this is hard to predict with the musical in workshop status, but what do you see as a timetable or a goal for future performances?
Mm-hmm. Right now, what we're looking at is another round of workshopping in June and July, with the idea that fundraising for a full performance would commence at that time, and that full performance schedule would happen in the fall of this year, fall or early winter.
Talk about the cast for a moment.
Well, we've been working with many different people. Three of these actors have been with the cast since my first draft of the show and sat around the living room reading it. Jonathan Witten, Rob Maitner, and Stephen Strafford. And these three have been so helpful in developing the show. You know, they come from a variety of different places. Jonathan Witten is a cabaret singer of some import here in New York. Rob Maitner is a MAC Award winner, and Stephen Strafford was in the first national tour of Spamalot.
Do they all sing?
They all sing, yes. One of these archetypes, if you will, or types of Michael, is the most artistic of them, or the one who is the singer-songwriter, the one who doesn't want to talk about condom use but wants to make music. He does the majority of the singing. But there are times throughout the show that they all sing together. Some songs, like On the Other Side, are made into duets, where we have Michael starting this performance at the Duplex, and then having it kind of escape into an other world where we bring another character in, and On the Other Side is brought to life theatrically. On the Other Side is such a great song. And what we've done with it, you know, the frame of that song is two men on opposite sides of a subway platform checking each other out. I mean, it's such a picture that you have right away, this idea of being interested in someone across the platform, whether that be, you know, cruising for sex or whether that be a real genuine interest, but having this tunnel between you that doesn't allow for true connection or to really reach, because by the time someone ran to the other side of the platform, maybe the other guy's train has already come. And so On the Other Side captures a moment where I think in this production, where Michael is beginning to look for connection outside of promiscuity, for lack of a better word, that he was enjoying at the time.
I thank Jim Bredesen for allowing me to share a performance of that song, captured in a workshop setting, and it features the voices of John Verno and Jonathan Witten.
There's a fire burning in your eyes, fire that takes my breath away.
Thank you.
I want you to pay attention to the backing singers on this next song. It's called Him and is from the 1991 CD Be Political, Not Polite by Romanowski and Phillips.
If there's something to be learned from examining the past, it's that institutions change, or else they do not last. Now you are such a dinosaur in the ancient ways you think. And if you do not soon adapt, you too will be extinct. I believe that Christ's intention many centuries ago was to serve and to enlighten and to guide our spiritual growth. But the latest word from Rome is not a loving one at all. If Jesus walked on earth today, I think he'd be appalled. Now the priesthood's quickly shrinking, but you won't let women in. And instead of teaching safer sex, you condemn it as a sin. You deny all women the right to decide their body's fate, suggesting that their purpose here is just to procreate. You say that gays and lesbians have fallen from God's grace, and tacitly you sanction all the violence that we face. You distort the Bible's words to support your platitudes. But bigotry is not a very Christian attitude. Now as for reformation, I have very little hope. But if you think it can be done, go and tell it to the Pope. And parishioners who are still inside the closet support this persecution, even if they do not cause it.
And the backups were done by the Vienna Queer Boys Choir. At least that's what it says on the liner notes. It was really made up of a bunch of Michael Callens. Ron Romanowski talks about that session.
It came out beautifully because we got Michael Callen to come in and sing on that one. And originally we were going to get a whole choir, but we ended up overdubbing Michael's voice, and he did it such a beautiful job. We just used him, and we're pretty pleased with how it came out musically.
Roughly how many people were in the Michael Callen choir?
You mean just how many of him did we?
Yes.
I think it's three or four. We just overdubbed it. He did all the harmonies, and they were all done, like, you know, on the fly. It wasn't arranged beforehand. It was just made up as we went along in the studio. It was really an amazing day. We spent a whole entire day just doing that recording, and just kept getting better and better. And Michael was unbelievably tireless. He worked so hard on that and enjoyed it, I think. He had an incredible voice. I mean, it just soars. It was very effective on that song.
Grant King is one of my New York City artist friends, and he was a friend of Michael's. And he did a tribute song called Michael. It's on his 1994 CD, Let Love Out.
Very beautiful,
every bone in bright relief. Your glowing skin so tight. All the time I wasted, not speaking from my heart. I funnel now to heal you in your every distressed part. In my mind you're stretching, your arms held high like waves. Gifts you bless me with, the rhythms and the flights, the peace of letting go, the quiet truth of my rights. In my mind I see you, a baby in your teens. Michael, in your 40s, 60s, 80s,
the the silence in that kitchen, the silence in that room. No one can believe it, and we don't know what to do. I could feel you pass right through me, like you did when you were born. And we are holding on for dear life
forever.
It will not go away.
Just the same, there is a prayer for you to see another dawn.
Still among the living, living on.
I dreamed that I was drowning right before your eyes.
Could not swim to save me as I struggled for my life.
When I awoke, my clock was ticking.
I could hear it loud and clear, just a measure like my heartbeat.
Just in time, living on.
We just want to go on living for a
long, long time, living.
Like the sun will go on rising, you will
see that light will shine. Oh, love is the key, and life is still the reason to keep right on believing. Still among the living, living on.
We just want to go on living for a
long, long time.
Sun will go on rising, you will
see that light will shine. Oh, love is the key, and life is still the reason to keep right on believing. Still among the living, living on.
And many of you, I'm sure, recognize the voices of Chris Williamson and Tret Fury on that song called Living On. It was a track on their 1993 CD, Postcards from Paradise, and they got Michael to share the third lead on the song. That was another of his rare appearances on the recordings of others. I mentioned in part one that this part would include some surprises, and here is a very special one. As you may have gathered during Michael's last year, he recorded about 40 songs and 29 were used in the Legacy album. Richard Dworkin is graciously allowing me to premiere one of the unreleased songs, and I am so honored. It is called Innocence Dying, and is a song about a young man dying in a fire at the Everard Baths in New York City in 1977. This was a gay bathhouse that was open from 1888 until 1985, almost 100 years. 9 patrons died in the 1977 fire.
Out of the south and into the bars, fragile child carrying the scars of a redneck father who never bothered to love him. see you there in New Orleans, taken in by the older queens. And oh, you were lonely. Oh, you cried. Oh, were you lonely when you died? Drawn to the city like a moth to the light. These northern towns get so cold at night. Innocence dying and too weak to fight it anymore. I heard there were places where young boys go, down on their luck and some love is all they know. Giving head in some stranger's bed, just hoping he'd buy you breakfast.
Yes, that is a wow moment. Innocence Dying by Michael Callan. This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm getting down to the last song of Part 3. And I want to thank my interview guests, Pam Brandt, Richard Dworkin, John Arterton, Marcia Malamet, Holly Neer, Arnold McCuller, John Bacchino, Tom Robinson, Fred Small, and John Bredesen. I think that's the most I've ever had on one show. And I thank you for listening. The closing song is a powerful one. It's from the Legacy CD and is called Healing Power of Love. I have three folks to talk about it, starting with Arnold McCuller. he and David Lasley were among those providing backups. And then you'll hear from Marsha Malamet and then Richard Rorkin.
Michael was the coolest guy to work with. I remember flying to San Francisco to record with him. We did a lot of recording here in L.A., but, you know, once he and David and I got together, we realized we loved singing together. And we did most of that. David and Michael and I did a lot of stuff together in Los Angeles, but then I got to go to San Francisco and work with Holly and Chris.
Any other memories of those sessions?
I remember the little motel we stayed in in San Francisco, and I remember meeting Holly and Chris for the first time and how sweet they were, you know. But it was just, you know, it's a nice time. It's a really good time. And Michael's kind of frail. He would be pretty tired, I think, you know, and he would have to get up enough energy to come into the studio and record.
One of the songs was They Are Falling All Around Us. But that's the one that you sang with Holly Near and Chris Williamson and
yeah.
John Bacchino.
I remember crying in the studio singing it. It was amazing.
He took his experience and his life and he put it in song. You know, love is it. Love is the healing power. And he wanted to write a song about that. Again, it's all coming from his experience. And because he had such an intuition about what type of lyric would work, how do you reach people in this time of AIDS, in this time of tragedy, in this time of sickness and suffering? You can't sing about that per se. You have to take the high road. You have to take the healing road. And the healing is love. These three songs, you know, Love Don't Need a Reason, Love Worth Fighting For, and Healing Power of Love are standouts in my career for sure. He had a joie de vivre. He had so much wonderful qualities about him. And that's why you're doing this show. That's why people still record the songs. That's why they're doing a musical about him. That's why people talk about him still to this day, because he was very, very special.
The Mike's song Healing Power of Love was sort of written as an anthem for the People with AIDS self-empowerment movement, of which he was a big part. And actually, it was really written to be performed as a duet, and it's almost never been performed that way. If you follow the lyrics, it's really someone with AIDS singing and a friend or a family member sort of singing back to him, and then them singing together. And we thought about doing that on Legacy, and we had a performance of him singing it that he'd recorded earlier, and we just went with that. And I love the vocal backups at the end. And the way that came about was the original demo recording just sort of faded into eternity. It just went on forever. And I think with the idea that it would just be faded out. And so we had all this material at the end of the tune and no real strong idea of what to do with it. And the backup singers, led by David Lasley, came up with this wonderful a cappella thing where Michael sort of fades out and they fade up in this beautiful ethereal chorus.
So many things I want to do, so many dreams still to come true, so much to give. I want to be all I can be. I want to keep you here with me. I want to live. Gotta hold on to life's mysteries. Can't hold out for guarantees. There are none. Together we have come this far. Don't wonder where the heroes are. Thank you.
It's up to me.